just the Democrats.
When it comes to President Obama
and his administration,
and Hillary Clinton and the rest of, yeah.
And the rest of everybody.
Yes, exactly.
Which, I mean, you've got 20 Republicans running and one Democrat.
We talked
Democrat.
About that a lot last week,
yeah,
didn't we, Jay?
We talked a lot about
there's
that.
A lot of women who are still bitter than Hillary.
Oh, you brought that up. The bitter word.
Yeah,
nobody's bitter.
I know.
Nobody's bitter.
I mean, not you.
Hillary, she needs to be done. She needs to go get a little makeover when she finishes.
Did you notice she did get a makeover?
Oh, my gosh. She does look a little
refreshed.
Hey,
wait a minute. Yes.
She does. She just
got a little perk.
She's exhausted. She's on a plane, you know, 360 days
out of the year.
Do you
doubt it? Why?
Yeah.
Why would you want to do it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather be a movie star.
Thank you.
Come on.
Or a comedy gal.
Bill, you go have your affairs.
I'll buy the lingerie.
And I am going to get massaged. And you do whatever you want. I don't need
spa
to know.
Spa day.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Doctor, could you get my 11s? Could you do that? And we'll be good.
So, Carla, when did you start doing stand-up comedy?
You know what? I literally started when I was at Reno High. I was at Reno High. Graduated from Reno High. Went on to...
So you've always been the class clown thing.
I knew that was what I was going to do. My dad was with an old musical comedy team, the Gaylords, or Gaylord and Holiday.
Oh, wait a minute. I've heard them.
Yeah. They were. If you're a Cal Neva girl, you
I'm a Cal Neva girl.
They worked at Harrah's.
Well, I was at Harrah's also.
Okay, yeah.
Baccarat dealer at Harrah's.
They worked there for years.
Yeah, they did.
And I always loved it. My dad would have all of his friends over, and it was like those parties. Remember going way back, even before my time, the Dick Van Dyke Show, when they would have those parties in the living room, and there was the guy on the piano, and there was Buddy
fun.
And Sally in the kitchen.
Lounge.
And I knew I wanted that life. And I went to school, journalism. Hello, worked in radio for a long time.
It's a good
worked
thing.
In TV as well, but I've done comedy for, God help me, 20
okay,
plus
now,
years.
Okay, now, how do you write your stuff? And don't tell me what all of them say. I've had my life.
Well,
how do you start?
It, you know what? You start out really, I was terrible when I started out.
Were you?
Half of it's really funny and half of it's just bad. I was heavier, too. I was really heavy. So I did, like all comics, you try to do fat jokes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they were old and whatever. It just wasn't fun. You can, you know, about 5 minutes is funny and then people want something else. So then I tried political humor. Couldn't do that. That's why I ended up doing talk radio. Loved it. Impressions I did. And then I found out that just your life, especially as you get older, it's pretty funny.
Do an impression.
It's pretty darn.
I want to hear an impression.
I swear I have.
Try.
I really have none. That's why I was no good.
Lily Tomlin.
I'm trying to think of who.
Lily Tomlin, maybe.
One
ringy dingy.
Yeah, I actually, as a woman, I used to try a little bit to do Ronald Reagan. I was terrible,
that
you
is
guys.
A
I
little
was
bit.
Terrible.
Yeah, I get the
I
point
was awful.
There.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. So
hey,
you find swing out what
it,
works.
John Wayne.
And well, and the more you know, the more messed up the relationship is, the more crazy your family is.
Are you married?
God, it makes me. No, I'm not.
So
never
you got
have
good
been.
Jokes. Good jokes.
Oh my God. Long term relationship. He actually met the man of his dreams.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
there's some humor
there.
There's,
I'm just saying.
No, that's kind of the norm now. That's not really.
It is. We had a little bit of the same taste. But, you know, whatever. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm happy for you, honey. Do my shoes look okay? All right.
Well, they know. They know, don't they?
I know.
Get that
I
haircut.
Know.
Shave that thing.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you that, too. I went up to Tahoe. I have a friend who has a place up there. So we went up there. And I'm not joking. Shave that. I got the little bikini wax. Have
oh,
you had
wow.
that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goodness, you didn't
it's
do
not
that.
What they say.
Guys, you have no
this
idea.
This conversation has taken an uncomfortable turn.
No, you just back off
I
that
think
mic.
He's had one.
Oh,
I
my
think
God. Because you know. You know what's coming, but you don't know what's coming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you do the Brazilian deal?
Then you go, wee!
No, I didn't do the Brazilian, which sounded fun. Brazilian.
Okay, wait a minute.
Sounds fun.
Wait a minute. What's the Brazilian deal?
It goes
everywhere. Yeah, that's... Front and
thank you.
Back.
Front and back. Yeah. Let's just call it
yes.
front and back.
Yeah, and you'd think, wouldn't you, that there were little umbrella drinks
well, I haven't.
To accompany that, but no, there are none.
I haven't started getting hair on my back yet.
You're lucky.
Well,
you're
not
lucky.
There,
huh? Listen, honey, I got one side done. I just had them leave the other side, and I'm just gonna do a little comb.
So whatever you like.
Yes, that's right. Give me the little Trump comb over. I'm good.
So tonight,
comb over.
So tonight, Carla, two shows.
Two shows, 8 and 10 o'clock, downtown, Pioneer Underground. It's really cool growing up here. The Pioneer Theater, of course, was always there, but the Underground, I don't know if everybody has been there.
No.
It is really, really cool and very, just a very eclectic space.
Intimate.
You
very intimate.
You can't get down there in a wheelchair.
No.
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 We're going to have to get some access.
You know what? If you're coming out in a wheelchair, yeah. I will get you down there.
You will get them down. Will you get them back up, though?
Absolutely. I will.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely will. I think there's like a freight elevator somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
There is one like around Pioneer feet away.
You have to go through the Pioneer.
But it is very intimate down there. And
yes.
Did you perform last night?
I did.
Oh,
great show last night.
Great show.
Had some old friends from high school come in, which was...
Did that intimidate you?
I think a lot of fun. No, it didn't intimidate me.
You said,
no.
Now you'll laugh.
Yeah, one of them I dated, and it felt good getting that off my chest. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why.
Whatever. Yes, exactly. No, it's a great venue. You guys, if you haven't been there, you guys got to come out. You
really do. I love the place.
Yeah, it's a great
Carla
place.
Rhea. Okay, let it go. Let it go.
Thank you, Lady B.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Oh. Oh.
Bam, bam. Hey, it's okay. I'm every lady of the alphabet.
I know.
I don't care.
That's good.
You're going to have a wonderful show tonight. 8 and 10, come out and see you. And thank you very much for coming to see us today.
Absolutely. And you know what? Just I want to let you know I'm there this weekend. I'm also there next weekend.
Oh, good.
As well.
Two weekends.
I'm doing 2 weekends.
Well, maybe
town.
Come back next week again.
I would love to.
Would you?
It's the girls next week, myself and
Susan Rice. Oh, that's right. That is going to be super.
Ladies of Laughter.
So bring a couple of the girls and come back next week.
We'll have a good time. Oh,
we'll
have a
good time.
We will.
And poor JP.
Perfect.
Oh,
JP. You are a handsome devil, too.
Yes,
man.
He is. This has been brought to you, The Laugh Lounge by Tahoe Comedy North. For the biggest little shows every Friday and Saturday night at the Pioneer Underground, located next to the Pioneer Center Performing Arts. You're with Broadview, and we'll be right back. I have some more things to tell you about.
WW1270, The Buzz.
This is an urgent message from Reno Dodge. Now through Monday, September 12th, Reno Dodge will pay in full the registration fee for any Nevada resident who purchases a new or used vehicle until 8 p.m. Monday night. This unprecedented offer is on top of any current sale prices or discounts. You must act by 8 p.m. Monday. Get your registration fee paid in full. See us at Don Weir's Reno Dodge today. Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
Reno Dodge will reimburse full registration fee with receipt from Nevada DMV. Must comply with all state guidelines within 30 days of purchase. Personalized plates excluded. All financing OAC.
The 49ers are back, and you will hear all pre and regular season action here on 1270 The Buzz. Will Coach Harbaugh make a difference? How will our Wolfpack connection, Colin Kaepernick, do against the NFL's best? The Buzz is your 49ers football connection, with Ted Robinson doing play-by-play. You won't miss one exciting moment. Brought to you by Dynamic Diesel Truck and Auto Repair, Granite Construction Supply and Sign Shop, your neighborhood Bully Sports Bar and Grill, and Reno Dodge. The San Francisco 49ers are on 1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. We're wrapping it up with Carla. Thank you so much, Carla. Have a great show tonight. And we're going to be giving away some tickets to the Pioneer Underground tonight, but I didn't do it right then because we've got... Yeah, it is Rachel. I'm getting confused here. Rachel. From the Tahoe Expo. And actually, Rachel?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Tell me the organization. It's actually Tahoe Sustainable or Tahoe.
It's Sustainable Tahoe.
Sustainable Tahoe. And it's a group of you who have gotten together and you're really branching out trying to save the clarity of the lake, get everybody involved in the recreation around the lake, and just having a big Tahoe Expo today.
Yes. The Tahoe Expo, it's happening right now. You can hear the noise around me. Actually, people are just coming in, and we are just going to have an amazing time. We've got lots of local talent, local businesses, and we're all coming together to celebrate and work together for lake clarity and sustainability.
Tell us about some of the events today. It's at Sand Harbor, right, Rachel?
Well, now it's at Sand Harbor. In the morning, there were a number of different events around the lake, 14 different destinations where people could go on guided trips into some of the things that don't normally happen, you know, a place where the bears can be seen, you know, like a trail where they go drink from the lake, and a place we went this morning kayaking through the wetlands and in the South Lake, where normally when the lake's lower, you can't see these wetlands, you can't kayak up into them, and there was bird watching and sugar pines and lots of all kinds of interesting things happening at all these different places around the lake.
You have such a wonderful accent, Rachel.
Oh, thank Thank you.
It's a wonderful accent.
I'm from England.
So you have all kinds of information about all of the different things. And you were saying the bear trails. I guess that's one of the last places in the world where the bears are safe. Is that what
you're
telling me?
Well, yes, and that's a big concern. And we're very, you know, very much want to help people understand that, you know, it's much better to shoot them with a camera than it is with a gun. So we're trying to show that that's actually tourism friendly, and that we can really work to bring deer tourism to this area. It's
and
an amazing,
you probably,
amazing opportunity.
You probably have some tips on how to keep the bears out of your garage and out of your trash cans and away from your house, because, you know,
wow,
at the lake, yeah.
We actually have the No Bear Hunt people represented here, and they're sort of helping educate people about how to do that, because the main thing is trash control and, you know, bear-proof containers and ordinance on businesses to make sure they keep their dumpsters closed, that sort of thing. So that's the solution, not hunting them.
So what else could we expect to see there today? It's going on till what time? You have in the
Today it's going on till 8 o'clock this evening, and we have amazing people. We've got the Rapping Rats, which are a group of youth who are educating people through rap music to help, you know, really look moral values, deeper conscious living.
What
but
kind
in a fun way that appeals to youth. We've got Trash and Fashion. It's amazing fashion made from recycled materials, beautiful stuff.